In 1978, stiff winds and huge seas kept Diana Nyad from making the 103-mile swim from Cuba to Florida. Now the world-class open ocean swimmer and host of The Score, normally heard here at this time on KCRW, is trying again at the age of 61. I'm Matt Holzman, and I've been keeping KCRW listeners up to date on Diana's dream. On Tuesday, I received an email from Diana with the subject line, Desperate Trip to Cuba. She writes, Last desperate whisper of hope that Hurricane Paula will drag some deep, warm waters through the straits with her, as well as some calm. To be honest, we're giving this 2% chance, but we all feel we just can't go home and hear from there that the miracle actually happened. For more than a year, Diana Nyad has been preparing her expedition, building a team, nailing down boats and equipment, dissecting the weather and tides, figuring out new ways to fend off sharks and stay hydrated. She's raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, but mostly she's been swimming. In July, her training culminated in a 24-hour swim off the coast of Florida. And although that's less than half the time that would be required for the actual swim, the strength of her effort made it clear she was ready. Swimming was no longer the issue. And then the long wait for visas, which months later would come through, but not before the weather turned and the water cooled off enough to be dangerous. And now, Diana has headed off to Cuba in the hope against hope that one last opportunity will open up for her. If not, she writes, eloquent as ever, looks like what was going to be the end of the story has now become the middle. We'll be the first to hear from Diana on Saturday, and we'll post an update at kcrw.com/dream. Of course, you can tune in next week at this time for an update on Diana Nyad's dream.